Good morning, ladies and gentlemen,
all over the world.
Good morning. It is Monday here on Church Boy Confessions. He will direct your path.
So what's there to fear again?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning or good evening, whatever time you listen to this podcast. It's your host, Emmanuel Heke Jr. Welcome back to another episode of Church Boy Confessions podcast. Hope you guys have had an amazing week, amazing start to your day, amazing evening. It's my privilege and it's my pleasure to be able to sit behind this mic, you listen, and be able to minister to you in this time frame. I have a really good message that I think is going to be impactful for you today. Today we're going to be talking about purpose, which I would say is a very big discussion when it comes to people, especially in our age group, us in early adulthood, mid adulthood, whatever it might be. Some of us are in school, some of us are graduating, finishing up school, entering the workforce, whatever it might be. And I think that we're all asking ourselves what our purpose is. We put the toys down, we close the books, and we're stepping into the real world, where it's like we actually want to make impact, and that's an amazing thing, right? Or at the very least, we want to make sure that everything that we're doing is productive and it's fulfilling in some way, shape, or form, and not feel like we're wasting our time. If that is you, I think this episode is definitely going to be a blessing to you. Before we get into that, just wanted to say that once again, we are having our Women's Month. This month of March is Women's Month here at UA. As you can see, some of the content that we've already been posting on social media, and we have a panel that is going to be happening next week, March 25th, at 5:30 p.m. We are going to have a panel for the ladies, for the women. There is a form that you can access. I'm going to put in the description so you can submit questions before we actually get to the event. And we're going to have a great collection of women. I know just both in the audience and from the panelists that we have selected, it's going to be really great and really impactful. I think it's going to be a lot of meaningful discussion there. Just coming from like some of the topics that I know that the women on the team want to cover, I know it's going to cover a lot. All right. And speaking of, the women on our team, I'm also going to be inviting them onto the Church Boy Confessions podcast next week. So we're going to have an episode that really commemorates Women's Month, and really like my goal is to shut up as best as possible and give them the platform to really talk about different issues that might be plaguing women of God today, especially in our society. I'm excited for that opportunity to invite them onto the show. So, yeah. Yeah, so we got some good things cooking for Women's Month. I appreciate everyone who has been sharing the content, last episode's content and just different things that we've been posting online. It's really been great to see. So I'm happy it can be impactful. There's a lot of great feedback from that episode. So thank you for that. Speaking of feedback, though, I did have like a little short. No, I'm actually going to be very transparent here because I'm a little disappointed in you guys, because it's a lot. It's a good amount of you that listen to this podcast each week. And excuse me, I thought I had like a light, nice little heartfelt speech that I gave at the beginning of the last podcast about you guys telling me what you guys want to see. Like, you know, like or what you guys want to hear. Like, what are the things that you. Oh, snap. I'm sorry. That was my monitor. It fell. But I sent out a heartfelt message, okay, to start off last episode, wanting to get to hear what you guys have been struggling with, what's going on, and only two people filled it out. Two people filled it out. So shout out to you two, all right, you two ladies that filled it out. I really appreciate it. God bless you, and man, God's gonna bless you tenfold. But for the rest of you, wow. I'm going to put it in the link, the link in the description again, and maybe you guys have no feedback and that means I'm doing a perfect job, which I guess I'll take it. But I mean, like, even if you don't have constructive feedback, I would love just to know about, what you struggle with and things that, you would love to hear about. Please, I don't have any cash. Like, can you just do that for me? I really appreciate it. But yeah, okay, that goes for everybody that's listening to this right now or watching this right now. I would really appreciate that. All right. But we're going to get into this episode before I get mad. Second plan. We're going to get into this episode because we're going to talk about purpose today, which is very important in my generation. I think we're all living in a time, you know, this early adulthood or this, yeah, early adulthood. This is a time of a lot of identity exploration and belief exploration. And I think a big part of that is us asking questions like, why are we here and what is our purpose? It's a very, I'm very happy that a lot of us are really interested in finding out our purpose. I'm happy that you believe that you have a purpose and that, you know, that's really important. Some of us might not be super convinced that we have a purpose on this life. And you know, I think there's a lot of self-esteem issues that can follow that as well. But nevertheless, I mean, even for those of us, whether we know our purpose or know we have a purpose and just don't know it specifically or not sure if we have a purpose, I think that not knowing your purpose can yield a lot of excitement or it can yield a lot of anxiety, right? And that's kind of like for everything unknown. Like if you don't know what's coming next, like that can make you really excited because, you know, you're optimistic and you know it's going to be something that's valuable. Or you can just be really anxious, and it's unfortunate. I think that in, you know, just a lot of the discussions that I hear about our generation talking about purpose, it's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of anxiety here. A lot of us are very obsessed with and fixated on finding out our purpose as soon as possible. And I'm sure that there are a lot of, you know, different reasons for that. I know for myself, like, you know, I've always saw purpose like in the same vein as reaching a certain level of success and wealth and riches. So I've always wanted that as soon as possible. So really when I've been talking about purpose, I'm talking about really obtaining a certain level of success. Or some of us really just want to be comforted by thinking that the things that we're doing today are purposeful and they're not a waste of our time. Because a lot of us are in school and we're spending a lot of money. Or a lot of us are taking really big risks right now. And we want to know if there's going to be some type of reward down the line. Are we doing something? Or we're just bored. We're just really bored because life, we don't have a passion in things that we're doing right now. So we want to know our purpose so we can at least feel fulfilled in things that we're doing, even if it is, you know, not super, if things aren't super popping off in our lives right now. So there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons, but I think before we even get further into this episode, I need to establish what I'm talking about when I mention purpose, because I know, you know, different people have different definitions. But as a believer, I'm the person that believes that purpose comes from God. All right. That's what I believe. And that's what I'm standing on. Obviously, he created us. He created this planet. Right. Even when he created Adam and Eve, he gave them purpose in being fruitful and multiply and, you know, tend the land and so on and so forth. Like, I believe that God has given us each purpose. Ephesians 2:10. Y'all know that's one of my favorite verses. You know, we were created in Christ Jesus unto good works that God planned beforehand that we should walk in them. I believe that that's talking about, you know, largely about purpose and the good things that God wants us to walk in here on earth. Look at Jeremiah chapter 1, the call of Jeremiah. He told Jeremiah that I had ordained you to be a prophet to the nations before you were even in your mother's womb. All right. So I believe purpose comes from God flat out. Right. And the way that I would define purpose is that the purpose is the duties that God has for you to fulfill while on earth that ultimately do three things. They make you more like Christ, which is like saying that they make you more righteous. Or he's making you more righteous through that process. They draw others to a intimate relationship with Christ and they give God the glory. Those are the three things that they do. All three. I believe that's what I would define as purpose. All right. I also think that there are some misconceptions when it comes to purpose that we have. I've already talked about it a little bit for myself. I think that some common misconceptions we have when we talk about purpose is that your purpose has to be your occupation in life. Like it has to be the thing that makes you money. It's your career, right? I don't think that's true. One of the main reasons I don't think that that's true is because Apostle Paul was a tent maker. You probably didn't even know that he was a tent maker. You know why? Because it's very, at least I think it's apparent to all of us what his purpose on this planet was, right? It was to showcase the grace of God, being someone who is a persecutor of the church, turning into one of the most important apostles, you know, that we read, right? Wrote almost half the books of the New Testament, You know, this was a church planter, so on and so forth, someone who has contributed, you know, crucially to our foundational knowledge of Jesus Christ. You didn't even know he was a tent maker. So how can our purpose always have to do with our occupation? I don't believe that. Another common misconception is that purpose has to be one specific thing. The reason why I don't believe that purpose is one specific thing is because I know that my only purpose is not unassociated. I know that. And I know that unassociated is one of my purposes. But I don't think it's one specific task that we do throughout our entire lives that's like, ah, yes, this is our purpose. Like, I would say that I have purpose in unassociated. I have purpose in family. I have purpose in my church. One day I'm gonna have purpose in my family, or in my family that I build, or in the kids that I have, the wife that I have, so on and so forth. I would say all of that is purpose. You know, it's different areas. It's not one specific thing, but maybe it's one overarching thing, of course, like the things I just named. Tasks that God has for us that give him the glory, that draw others closer to him, and that make us more like Christ, all right? Another common misconception I would say is that purpose is supposed to make you rich and famous. I don't believe that purpose has to make you rich and famous, but I genuinely feel like, at least for myself, maybe I'm projecting, we always view purpose as like some big thing that's supposed to happen in the future that somehow relates to us now being rich, famous, and comfortable in the life that we're living today. And I don't think that that's completely true. You know, you look at Lazarus and the rich man, whether, you know, we're to see that as something that really happened or just a parable that Jesus was telling. Lazarus died a poor, wretched, you know, not sinner, beggar, whose dogs were licking his wounds, right? Or if you think that every Christian living out their purpose is supposed to make them famous, there have been billions of Christians throughout this entire history of this planet. How many can you name? You know, does that mean that they weren't living out their purpose if you don't know their name? I don't believe that. So I don't think purpose has to be tied to your occupation. I don't think it has to be tied to one specific action or one specific thing. And I don't think it has to be tied or is tied or supposed to make you rich and famous. Maybe if that's, you know, the path that God has for you, but not necessarily, right? So if we are to understand purpose as something that comes from God, then I think that the rational course of action for those of us who are really anxious to find out what our purpose is and to walk in that purpose is to prioritize your relationship with God. And if that's not your focus, if your focus is not prioritizing your relationship with God, then I think there's some self-reflection that needs to happen in that. Why are you so fixated on fulfilling your purpose? What is your vision of purpose, your perception of purpose, and why do you want it so bad? You know, because if it comes from God and it's about God and it revolves around God, if you want to know your purpose, then that means that you should be revolving around God as well. And if you're not doing that to find out your purpose, if you're not doing that to live out your purpose, then I think that you might be trying to seek after something else. Whether it be respect, whether it be popularity, status, whether it be money, whatever it might be, purpose comes from God. And if you're not looking to God to find your purpose, you are looking somewhere else. What is it? You have to ask yourself that question. And be real with yourself. I'm not judging. I'll tell you right now. I want money. Come on now. If I said I didn't want it, would you believe me? I want money. You know what I'm saying? I want respect like everybody else. You know? But the reality is, if I'm really talking about purpose that's coming from God and wanting the purpose that God has for me, it might not have both of those things. So now what? Do you still care about your purpose, or do you care about living a life of pleasure and enjoyment and self-gratification? Just got to, you know, think about it, all right? But today I'm going to talk to people who understand that purpose comes from God, and you are genuinely open. You want God to speak to you. You want God to reveal to you your purpose, but he just hasn't yet. He hasn't yet. You understand that purpose comes from God, but God has not revealed your purpose to you. And now your days feel very boring. There's a lack of passion in pretty much everything. Sometimes there's confusion. Things are very mundane. Things are very bland. I know how it feels. I've lived those days too. Not really understanding how anything that's happening right now is supposed to play into some bigger picture. I know how that feels. But I think it's also very important that I encourage you that even when it feels like God is not doing something with you, always know that he's doing something in you. That is a fact. When you gave your life to Christ, you received the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is always doing work in you. A lot of times we think purpose to be something that we do, and it's something how we impact others, but God's purpose is working in us at all times to purify us and sanctify us, making us more like Christ, making us better human beings. So pay attention to that. Don't forget about that. Just because you don't see how he's using you, just because you don't see what he's doing with you, doesn't mean that he's not doing anything with you. That's purpose as well. Him doing the work that's being done in you and you becoming more like Christ, that's purpose as well. Don't forget that part. Pay close attention to what God is doing around you. Pay close attention to how God is moving at all times. Sometimes we are looking for God to do one specific thing in our lives, and that, us looking for that, is making us ignore everything he's genuinely doing in our lives. But we want to hear one thing from God, so we block out everything else that God is telling us and showing us. And it's not good, because whatever God is telling you and showing you is something that you need to hear, is something that you need to see. But if you're so fixated on what you want to hear from God, as in this specific thing is what God has to tell me. If he's not telling me this, then you're not interested. You're going to miss something. So please, for all the people who are looking for their purpose and you want God to reveal it to you, yes, absolutely. Pray for that. Continue to pray for that. Continue to keep your heart open to that. But please also keep your heart open to everything that God can be doing in your life, because he's doing something. And sometimes what he's doing, maybe he hasn't revealed that purpose to you, but he's still working that purpose in you. That's why you got to pay attention to what he's doing, so you can play along. We're going to look at the life of David today. All right. David, we know him as King David. We know him as a guy that slayed Goliath. But before he was all those things, he was a shepherd boy. And his daddy didn't really care about him. All right. He was a shepherd boy. That's what he was. For years, what he looked forward to each day was shepherding sheep. Until one day, a prophet named Samuel pulls up to your house, talking to your daddy, saying, hey, there's a king here somewhere. Your daddy calls all your brothers and not you. And then eventually he calls you, and now you're anointed as the next king of Israel. That's 1 Samuel 16. Then the next chapter, now he's face to face with Goliath. We get David and Goliath's story, right? He's anointed king of Israel. He's not the king of Israel yet. But we get the David and Goliath story. He spent years as a shepherd boy, gets anointed king, and now he's catapulted into this situation where he is now face to face with a man who has been trained for war his entire life. And in 1 Samuel chapter 17, there's a dialogue that we capture between King Saul and King David, because David is saying, let me go and kill Goliath. But King Saul is saying, you don't have the ability to do that. So they have this back and forth, and we're going to read it. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 33 to 37 says, but Saul replied to David, you aren't able to go against this Philistine and fight him. You're just a boy. He has been a warrior from his youth. David replied to Saul, pay attention. Your servant has been a shepherd for his father's flock. Whenever a lion or bear would come and carry off a sheep from the flock, I would go out after it, strike it down, and rescue the sheep from its mouth. If it rose up against me, I would grab it by its jaw, strike it, and kill it. Your servant has struck down both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be just like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God. David went on to say, the Lord who delivered me from the lion and the bear will also deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Then Saul said to David, go, the Lord be with you. What we see here in this passage is that is that David references a miracles that God did for him as a shepherd boy in order to build confidence and courage to fight Goliath. He references the miracles, the fact that God delivered him from the lion and the bear as a shepherd boy, to build that foundation as an argument so other people knew that he was capable to defeat Goliath. He referenced miracles that happened during a generally anticlimactic period of his life and being a shepherd. Granted, I mean, I don't know how anticlimactic your life is if a lion and a bear is, you know, having encounters with a lion and a bear. But nevertheless, generally, I mean, you're waking up every day, you're shepherding sheep. It's not the most climactic, flashy life that we're all kind of looking for. You know what I'm saying? So generally anticlimactic time in his life. He was reminiscing, he was referencing the miracles that God did then in order to get through this now climactic time in his life in fighting Goliath. I think that this speaks to how we can view life, the life that we are living today. And what this reveals to us is that God prepares us for the climactic times in life during the anticlimactic times in life. Life is not always climax, climax, climax. There's a lot of times where it's just like nothing's really happening, you know? What was happening for 100 plus years when Abraham was waiting for Isaac? What was happening in 40 years that Moses was in the wilderness? There's just these times where, you know, it's pretty anticlimactic. But we can see in David's story that God prepares us for the climactic times in life, the David and Goliath times in life, during the anticlimactic times in life, the shepherd boy era. Because there are things that God is doing in our lives now, your life now, and you don't see fully how it's going to play into your overall purpose in this life or the next level in this life. But nevertheless, I think that what we can draw from this is that if God truly is not using you in this time, best believe he is preparing you. If he's not using you, maybe he wasn't using David to be king. He wasn't using David to defeat Goliath, but he was teaching David. He was preparing David. He was building David's confidence, building David's courage in the Lord, so that when it came to the time to use that confidence, use that courage, use that knowledge, David, of who I am, who God is as a deliverer, as a strengthener, David could lean on that knowledge in order to do what he was meant to do in that time, which was defeat Goliath through the power of God. Don't let, you know, a lot of us, we're in a time of life where things are anticlimactic. And it makes us really sad because things are really boring. And nothing's really happening. But I'm telling you, I don't want you to let the anxiety and the sulking about not knowing your purpose distract you from the process of preparation that God has you going through right now. Because if he's not using you, and if you're convinced that he's not using you, then that means he's preparing you. Because there is always purpose. The reality is there is always purpose that God is working in his children. Maybe it's not always big and flashy. Maybe it's not the purpose that everybody can see or even you can see, but he is always doing something. You might not know how what's happening today is going to play out into the overall big picture of the reason why he created you, But trust me, we do not serve a vain God. Let that be the confidence that you have that he is intentional with how he is mapping out your life. He's intentional. So don't sulk. Don't put your head down. Don't be so anxious right now. Don't let that distract you. You got to be faithful to where God has you right now. You got to pay attention to what's going on around you right now. David was a shepherd boy in the field. I don't know how long he was doing that. Probably years he was doing that. But he wasn't sulking around. Oh, I'm a shepherd boy. Oh, no one sees me. No one sees what I can do. Oh, I feel like God's not using me. He wasn't doing all that. He was faithful to being a shepherd. You know how I know he was faithful to being a shepherd? Because he was 10 toes. He was standing on business for them sheep. That lions and bears came to take the sheep. One sheep probably they was trying to take. One sheep. And he went after the beast. And just to take the sheep back. And then kill the beast. If the beast tries to, you know, want smoke or something like that. If that's not being 10 toes down for some sheep, I don't know what is. David was faithful to being a shepherd. And guess what? In his role as a shepherd, in that role, that is where God was showing him, I'm a deliverer. Hey, I'm giving you the strength to do these things. God was helping David learn more about him in where David was at as a shepherd boy. That's when he learned that God is a deliverer. That's when he learned that God is a strengthener. God has the ability to give him strength. So David's time as a shepherd boy was necessary. It was necessary for him learning about the God that he served and what his God could do. So then he could use that knowledge to go up against Goliath later. That he leaned on that logic for a greater duty that he had to fulfill down the line. There are things that God is showing you in your life right now, but the sulking, the anxiety, it's going to distract you. He's teaching you things. He's doing things in you. And you need to remember these things. Write them down. You need to meditate on these things. You need to learn more about him. Take time. Be intimate with him. Understand, you know what he's doing as best you can. Trust him as best you can in this time. If David didn't go through the route that he did of being a shepherd boy, so then he could learn more about how God is a deliverer and he's a strengthener, then he would have showed up to the battlefield against Goliath and he would have been scared just like everybody else. David isn't just about that life, by the way. No one is just about that. It was God that was behind David. Hello, if that wasn't already obvious. Just like it's God behind you. If he didn't go through that route, shepherd boy, he would have been like everybody else. The route that God has you on right now is effective for the work he has for you to do tomorrow. Down the line, maybe in an hour from now. If you're not being used, you're being prepared. Sometimes we're being used and prepared at the same time. So pay attention. Pay attention to what God is doing. All right? We have to pay attention. And I think that a really one thing that I'm actually excited about ever since really like understanding what it means to serve the Lord is adopting the idea of just being present and living life. And I'm going to back up a little bit because when we say, you know, hey, man, live your life, a lot of times I think that, you know, we automatically think of, oh, let's go live a life of sin and stuff like that. But when I say like live life, I'm not saying go out and do all this nonsense. What I'm really trying to say is you need to be present. You have to be present. If you want to live a life of purpose, you have to be present. A lot of times when we think purpose, the idea that we have in our head is like, it's the work to do. Like purpose is the work to do. And I'm not, that's not wrong. It's not wrong, right? Good works. But we also see purpose as like some future climactic time period that's going to be filled with like, you know, wealth and accolades. But I think that purpose doesn't always look like work as in ministry work or career work. And I don't think we should always perceive it as something that is in the future that we will one day walk into or some climax part of our lives. That there is purpose in every day. There is purpose in every day, even when you don't feel like there is purpose in every day. And that's why you have to live every day. Because purpose needs to be carried out. Because there's purpose in forgiving others. And there's purpose in loving your enemy. And there's purpose in the ways that you can sacrifice because of the people that you love. And all of those things are day-to-day things. And when you do those day-to-day things, you are living out your purpose. Because there's purpose happening today. There are even things that God is doing in our lives today, preparing us for the purpose we will live tomorrow. So you have to understand, you need to pay attention to today. There is both purpose and preparation for other purpose today. So if we're fixated on the purpose that we will one day fulfill tomorrow or the climax that we will walk into in the future, then we can be missing out on what we need to be doing today. But you know, a lot of us, we don't want to work hard today, or we don't want to be present today. We don't want to showcase the fruits of the Spirit today because we don't know how much it's going to pay off later. So we want God to tell us our purpose so we know the things that we're doing right now is going to pay off. I don't think that that's the way to go about it. I think the way to go about it is holding God's hand today. I think the way to go about it is trusting the Lord today. Keeping your eyes fixed on Him today. I like Matthew 6, man. This is the, third time that I've referenced Matthew 6 in the past 4 episodes, I believe. Matthew 6, verse 33 to 34 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." I talked about the second half of Matthew 6. I love the second half of Matthew 6. I see it as a case that Jesus is laying out. He's saying that our fixation on worldly things, our worrying about worldly things, distract us from seeking Him. It distracts us from our relationship with Him. And He implores us to seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things should be added unto you. He talked about earlier in Matthew chapter 6, hey, cast your treasures in heaven. Stop worrying about the treasures of this earth. He said, hey, don't serve mammon, serve me, which is like material things. He says, hey, stop worrying about clothes, what you eat and what you drink. Just focus on me. And then he goes on to say, hey, don't worry about tomorrow, because it's enough trouble to deal with today. You have to understand that worrying about the materials distracts us from being present, and also worrying about tomorrow, the future, distracts us from being present. I'm sorry. distracts us from being present, okay? And that's a problem. That's a problem, because there are things that God has for us to focus on today. In fact, you can only live out purpose today. If you think about it from like a physical standpoint, you can only exist in the present. If you are always focused on materials, always focused on treasures, always focused on tomorrow, always focused on the things that you don't have, really, you are never going to be focused on what God wants to do with you today. Gotta make sure my I'm not out of focus. You'll never be focused on what God has for you to do today. But there's things to do today. There's ways he wants to use you today, and there are ways he wants to prepare you today. That's why the psalmist writes in Psalm 118, verse 24, it says, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." This is the day. Another day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. Another day that the Lord has made. Today. We're so worried about our purpose, so worried about tomorrow, so worried about how this is all going to play out, so worried about if today and what we're doing today will be worth it one day. What will truly be worth it is your prioritization of your relationship with the Lord. How can you miss your purpose if you are following the person who created it? I'm done. Purpose should be the last thing a child of God is worried about. Because if you are following the Lord, how can you miss your purpose? What are you concerned about? What are you complaining about? What do you think you're gonna miss if you are living a life surrendering to the Lord, open to the Lord, speaking to the Lord, have a healthy relationship with the Lord? What are you worried about? Or is it something else? Ask yourself. If God's not using you right now, he's preparing you right now, or doing both. So trust him and pay attention. What is he doing? What is he doing around you? What is he doing in here? Pay attention and then be patient. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity that you have given us to talk about purpose. God, this is something that keeps us up at night. This is something that makes us wake up in the morning and not want to get out of bed if we don't know our purpose. But Father, I pray that your joy, that your peace, that your love not hold back, and that it drowns us and overwhelms us in every day that we wake up, that you bless us with, Father, so that we can say, "This is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it every day, oh God, because there is purpose in today." Father, because you are here with us today, Father, there is purpose that you are working in us and through us today. And I pray that you help us to pay attention, to stop worrying, God, to pay attention to you, to understand that we're not going to miss anything if we're following you, oh God. God, help us, Lord Jesus, to learn from you what you want to teach us so that when you call us to these climactic times in life, we have the knowledge and the confidence and the courage because you put it in us. Instead of being anxious, instead of being so caught up in our own thoughts and having self-pity because of what we don't know. Instead, We will learn from you. We will pay attention to you. We will prioritize our relationship with you, oh God. And we'll be prepared for whatever it is you have next. And we'll be working in each day, fulfilling the purpose that you have for us in each day, all at the same time. Forgive us of any way we've sinned against you and fallen short. Forgive us of the things that we've done, Lord, in the name of trying to find our purpose or whatever it might be. Father, we are your servants and we are your children. And I pray, oh God, that you use us for the purpose that you have created us for on this planet. And when you do, in those different times, when you do, as you do, and as you prepare, give us peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, y'all. I just want to say, man, stop worrying about your purpose, dude. I very much understand it. And I've been there. For me, I came to understand that my fixation on worrying about my purpose was never really about God not revealing anything to me, or it was really about him making my purpose something that wasn't what I wanted it to be. I wanted my purpose to come with fame and money and status. But a part of my journey has been able to realize that if that doesn't come, will I be okay? And more each day, as I work through it with my relationship with the Lord, I can say I'm becoming more and more okay with it. Because what on earth does this life, if I'm honest with you, what does this life genuinely have that's better than the Lord? I become less and less convinced that there's anything that's better than my relationship with the Lord every day. Which makes it a lot easier to just, all right, God, as long as you're there, as long as you're with me, whatever it is you have in store, I'm fine. Trust me, man, the money can come. The respect can come, the adoration can come, and all that different stuff. But every time that I've actually gotten something in this world that I genuinely, like, wanted, there comes that scary moment where it's just like, I'm low-key tired of this. Or I'm getting used to this. I kind of want something else. I kind of want something more. But, man. But Jesus, man. It's just really wherever he goes, I'm good, bro. Wherever he take me, as long as he's there, we'll get the job done. I love you guys. You guys have an amazing, amazing, amazing week, weekend, evening, whatever it might be. Yeah, see you guys next week with the ladies. See you guys next week.